Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. And Father, we ask that you give discernment and wisdom today in the times to come so that we may cooperate with you and see your sovereignty in judging the world and teaching us how to escape this judgment by coming out from among them. We thank you for these things, Father, in the name of Jesus. Okay, we're going to study anarchy, civil war, and destruction coming. First revelation, we called the eagle devours itself. And this was given to Missy Pollock, 3:16-23. I dreamed it was daytime. In this dream, daytime represents that the powers that be, I believe, are no longer trying to hide their evil deeds. The uncivil war becomes overt. In other words, it's in the light. It's being seen. I saw two paratroopers, she said, dressed in camouflage uniforms, falling through the sky. And they hadn't pulled their ripcords yet, which means they're falling to earth. We don't know if they did pull them ultimately. But it goes. But I would say that these two camouflage paratroopers represent the two factions in the military of the Alliance and the Deep State Beast, who are warring overtly at the moment. Yes, it's being seen more and more. It's been hidden less and less. Okay? The type in history that is being repeated is Babylon Deep State is falling to the Medo-Persian Alliance Empire. And the military in the U.S. is split between these two, which is the perfect scenario for a civil war. The paratrooper on the right shot the other paratrooper on the left with a rifle in the stomach. Well, the right wing of the eagle is defeating the left wing. The paratrooper on the left that was shot was surprised and said to those in command via some kind of communication device, "I've been shot." And then I woke up. Well, at this time, the right wing is shooting the left wing soldiers, be they military or not, they're all soldiers of the left wing. She said, "I was reading up a little on paratroopers, and they are used strategically to drop forces behind enemy lines and to quickly get boots on the ground where needed." Well, let me say that at this point, this is a covert war, so it's all behind enemy lines. It's becoming more and more overt. And I believe it's about to spill out pretty drastically on the surface. So, these were my verses I received by faith at random for the morning meeting that the Lord told me to go with the dream. I got these verses the night before I had the dream. Daniel 11:4, in context 1-4. "And as for me, in the first year of Darius the Mede, I stood up to confirm and strengthen him." The Medes, as you know, are those that are conquering Babylon today. "And now will I show thee the truth. Behold, there shall stand up yet three kings in Persia, and the fourth shall be far richer than they all. And when he is waxed strong through his riches, he shall stir up all against the realm of Greece." And of course, Greece was the empire of Alexander the Great. "And a mighty king shall stand up that shall rule with great dominion and do according to his will. And when he shall stand up, his kingdom shall be broken, and shall be divided towards the four winds of heaven, but not to his posterity, for nor according to his dominion wherewith he ruled, for his kingdom shall be plucked up even for others besides these." Well, in general, this is a rundown of the empires that are being repeated in our day on, of course, a much shorter time period. In general, Babylon was conquered by Media-Persia, which was conquered by Greece. And we're going down that timeline. Right now we're in the midst of Media-Persia conquering Babylon. I have to say, though, that it's going to be very expensive, but the Lord is going to use this to take down people he wants to bring down. And sometimes just take home people that don't need to go through anymore. So, so I'm going to share this with you. This is, we called it the Division of America at Election Time. This was given to Ken Dewey for 2023. What I hear, in other words, from the Lord, is that the elections will not satisfactorily happen in 2024. And when they do not, there will be a great exodus from Washington, D.C., and they will start another government over the true America somewhere in the South. Well, what we're hearing is that after Nasara Jasara is declared, there must be an election within 120 days for the new Republic of the United States. In other words, USA Incorporated is defunct. And this would make his statement above about of the election in 2024 correct, for it would not come to pass. And that's a good thing, because we're not needing an election for USA Incorporated. Years ago, I heard that there would be a great division in this land and a huge civil war. Yes, we've heard that for many years. And actually, we've had many dreams on it. It's on our site, you know, and so on. This, in part, has already begun, but things will get worse until the end of present things. Years ago, I heard the Lord say, if America does not repent of abortion, he would smash this nation to pieces. We have seen the revelations of it being smashed to pieces. That in part has already begun to happen. Yes, there are fractures and there are movements of the plates and they're all getting prepared. And the deep state has prepared for there to crack this nation apart. So, and he says it's already begun to happen. And I heard him say he is greatly concerned about the morality in America. Well, for sure. And years ago, I also heard the Lord say the South will rise again. But this time, when they do, they will not be fighting to keep slaves, but will be fighting against becoming slaves. Well, we can see the beginnings of that, too. This, in part, has already happened. Today, we see many southern states or states identifying as such, becoming bolder and making great changes from the present administration, the deep state, and the deep state. If you will take note of this one fact, our rightful president, who was refused office by a dishonest vote, has moved to Florida. Mm-hmm. And there's, of course, saying that the White House will be down there. Maybe so, or maybe in Texas. So if you will note, there is strong leadership also in Florida, but one only needs to read the news to see there is great leadership coming out of Texas and other southern states. Years ago, I heard the Lord say the government will fall down so hard in Washington, D.C. that the government will have to be rebuilt. Well, this has happened. There is no government in Washington, D.C. People that drive through there see the building shut down, see the locks on the doors. They see there's nothing there. We've had a fake government on a movie set. Yeah. So, and of course, this plan is doomed, obviously, but it is showing people an awful lot about what happens when communists come into power. Well, there is no government in Washington, D.C. now, and all the previous buildings have been closed down. So I heard him say that new leaders would rise up in Texas and the South. And I hear him say today, men will not continue to be forced to live by the present social and global leaders in this nation. Enough is enough. Well, we know the deep state is falling. Again, it's going to be costly because the deep state is going to be used to judge apostate Christianity and the factions. The Lord told us that he was going to use this. So, I hear reports already happening and spoken about whole states and even parts of states seceding from the United States of America and becoming sovereign within themselves. The rustling of this move is already in the air. I personally hear the Lord say that to vote this time will not even count. Men must do more than vote. What I have not heard for sure is who may be the true American president after 2024. Well, it is possible that Trump will go into the presidency before 2024 election, since many states have decertified the vote from 2020. And I think it's very possible. But already there are very capable men rising to this task. When the American people are forced beyond what they are able to bear, they will elect a true president. Mm-hmm. That president could very well be ex-President Trump. Well, personally, I don't think Trump ever stepped down from the presidency, but that will be proven pretty quickly here. He certainly is one who is leading out, and who the new American government will elect as president will be yet decided. But one thing I hear is that it is very likely it will not be in Washington, D.C. It will not be, yeah. I hear that God will not force men in America to serve him, but when they reject him, the Lord will simply reject them. And even as it says in Romans that when they did not like to even retain the knowledge of God, then God gave them up to live as they please. And the Lord simply pulled back and watched them, awaiting their final judgment. And someday, of course, history is repeating itself. One thing for sure I hear today is that God will never forsake his people in this nation and anywhere else. God will forever lead them into a greater life with him. This is true. As we come out of the world, as we come out of Babylon, we are escaping her judgments. I hear the greater life is coming for people in America who love God and choose him. And I hear that God will fight for them to protect them. Yes, we've heard the same exact things. I mean, that first fruits is going to be the bride, the David man child at the helm in Jerusalem, which is said to be the bride in the scriptures. And so God's raising that up, and people are going to go that way. They're going to go for this new leadership that God is raising up, and he will prove it. I have written this word as led to speak, and I have only said what I have heard said to me. The thoughts here are led by the Holy Spirit. And he gives Romans 1:28-32. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind or a reprobate mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. And by the way, the Lord has told us he's going to judge the apostate churches because of their corruption in departing from his word completely. And he's going to judge the faction because they fit all of this description. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. In other words, they know all of what we're talking about, and they're still going to do it. They are totally given over to reprobation and demons. Okay, this one we called Blood on the U.S. Flag. It's a Michael Boldea Jr. revelation on October of 2003. And their organization is called the Hand of Help, handofhelp.com. In early January, our ministry was notified by a supporter in Florida that as her husband was looking at the 2004 Marine calendar February page, he noticed a Marine standing by the flag. And at that moment, he saw in a vision the flag drip with blood. There is great signification to the dream Michael was given, and we know before God allows judgments or warnings, he always warns, and God always prepares his people. Well, Psalm 32, 6 through 7, "For this cause, everyone who is godly shall pray unto you in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in a flood of great waters they shall not come near him. You are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall surround me with songs of deliverance." It was October the 11th, and during the night I had a dream, and I dreamed I was kneeling by my bedside praying when I felt a presence behind me. I turned, and a man was standing there dressed in white, his hands clasped in front of him. It was the same man I had seen in a dream some time earlier. Quote, "Why didn't you say something if you were standing there?" unquote, I asked. And the answer was, "I would never interrupt your communion with the Father." He answered, "It was a precious thing. Take my hand. I must show you something." I took his hand, and suddenly we were standing in front of the U.S. Marine War Memorial. It is a statue depicting a group of soldiers raising the American flag on two Iwo Jima in World War II. I looked to the man standing on my right, but he pointed towards the statue and said, "Look at the flag." As I was watching the flag flap in the wind, a red spot appeared in its center. It began to grow and spread, turning the flag red as it went. It was like someone had spilled this red liquid in the flag's center, and it was absorbing it. The stain continued to grow. I watched as the entire flag became saturated until it finally started to drip. I believe this is the Civil War, the larger Civil War. To my surprise, I realized that the liquid dripping from the flag was blood. "And what is this supposed to mean?" I asked the man. "The leaders of this nation," he said, "have war on their hearts and on their lips, and soon they will have blood on their hands. The banner of war is upon this land," the man answered solemnly. "Let me say that America has followed the deep state into wars, and there's a lot of blood on American hands because of that. But we're leading to this civil war, you see. What you do in other nations comes around. What you sow, you reap. So the deep state eugenicists would love to kill as many people on the planet as possible and profit from their schemes and tactics all at the same time. Before I could ask anything more, I found myself sitting up in the bed in a cold sweat. I shared this dream with a friend that Sunday night as I happened to be speaking in his church in Topeka. I also shared it with Gino and the rest of the staff here at the Hand of Help office. But in my heart, I decided not to make it public until after the holidays. Then 3 weeks after this dream, I had another. I dreamed the same man was standing by my bedside, but he was no longer dressed in white. Over his robe, he had a breastplate, and as he stood, I could see the handle of his sword protruding from behind his right shoulder. It was the fiercest image I had ever seen in my life, but I was not afraid. Kindness still showed in his eyes, and I knew he meant me no harm. As I looked up at him, the one thing that struck me was that his breastplate was not shiny. For some reason, I had expected it to shine rather than it was dented and scarred and looked as though it had been in much battle. He looked down at me with what I could only describe as a disappointment in his eyes. Before I could speak, he said, "For a vessel to fulfill its task, substance must be poured into it. Then that same substance must be poured out. If it is never poured out, it will overflow, being of use to no one. Do you understand?" I nodded half-heartedly as though I knew what he was trying to tell me. He went on, "When a vessel is chosen, it is an honor," he continued. "Be faithful in completing your task and share what is given to you without delay. Come, I will show you once more." Once again, we stood before the monument and the same scene played out. "When will this happen?" I asked, before he could turn away. "When the Father wills it," he answered. "His will be done." "Can't you ask him?" I asked, realizing only after the words had left my mouth how infantile the question had been. And he said, "You speak of the things your mind cannot comprehend. You speak of time concerning the one to whom centuries are no more than a blink of an eye. Be diligent in what you have been shown, and more will be revealed. All things proceed as he ordains. That is all you are given to know for now." Yep, it's a need-to-know thing with God, and sometimes we just can't even drag more out of him because it's not the right time, right? So what I do know is whether in retaliation for a certain action or as a preemptive measure, this nation will set out on a course that will eventually be the cause of innocents losing their lives. Well, as I said, we've already been in these wars even since the time he spoke this, and it's brought a lot of death and destruction to other nations. But now, it's going to come to this nation, because that's what happens. When you sow, you reap. So this nation will be perceived as having blood on its hands, he says, and it will stir the emotions of the world against it. I pray with all my heart this does not occur, that all who are denoting peace and safety for generations to come are right and I am wrong. Well, he's not wrong. The Bible prophesies no peace until Jesus returns at his second coming at the end of the tribulation. And there is no peace to the wicked, saith the Lord. The wicked must be dealt with. And people must repent. And for that to happen, there has to be chastening, right? For people to repent. And it goes on. Regardless of what some may think, I do not want to see the judgment of God fall on this land. But the path that we have chosen as a nation is leading us to it. Yes, I agree. More than ever, I urge you to pray for this nation and its leaders, because it is our duty as children of God to do so. May he who ordains all things be with you and guide you, knowing that in him there is perfect safety and perfect peace. This is true. So now we come to a very interesting revelation. Some of you probably already read this before. We call it the eagle and the serpents. Michael Boldea Jr. got this on October the 15th, 2004. This is the message God gave Michael Boldea through a dream while he was in North Carolina. He asked for a confirmation of this message and asked God to simply to give him the dream again if it was from him. And the next night, he had the same dream. He said, I dreamt I was walking through a sparsely wooded forest, and suddenly my attention was drawn to an eagle flying high above the tree line. It was a beautiful sight to behold as the eagle rode the thermals, flying in slow, lazy arcs across the blue sky. I began to quicken my pace and keep up with the eagle's flight, all the while keeping an eye on it, noticing that it was slowly descending towards the earth. I followed it for a long time, its descent not being sudden but very gradual. Well, the U.S. is falling away more and more from what a heavenly position would dictate, right? And finally, I came upon a small clearing where there were no trees, just some bushes on the edges of the green grass. The eagle landed in the clearing and began to look around, not seeming to notice me. As I began to wonder what the relevance of this was, a man dressed in white, hands clasped in front of him, appeared beside me and said, be patient, in due time you will see the purpose. I was silent as I watched the eagle and was beginning to grow somewhat impatient when suddenly, it seemed out of nowhere, a brown snake lunged at the eagle and bit down on its left wing. Well, let me say the brown Nazi snake from Operation Paperclip that was brought into this country and invaded this country with, of course, their demons and destroyed the left wing. So I see this as having happened through that. The snake's strike was very quick and very precise. The eagle reacted without delay, clawing and pecking at the snake, cutting deep wounds in its underbelly, trying to defend itself and ward off the serpent. Just as it seemed the eagle was winning the battle and the serpent was retreating, another serpent appeared. Red and black, diagonal stripes covering its body. Well, we know that red and black are the colors of anarchy. And anarchy means just rebellion against authority, rebellion against truth, rebellion against law, you know. The deep state has many anarchists to begin their overt civil war. And without hesitation, this snake struck out at the eagle's right wing, biting down and refusing to release. Okay, I believe that the alliance is expecting this and is planning martial law to be able to destroy the anarchists. Okay, in other words, if they have martial law, they have a freedom to move outside of any law other than their own, right? And we've heard them say that they are ready to kill these people when they appear. And, of course, the deep state plans to send these shock troops out there, and they're from many different quarters, the war will be well known by then. And after a momentary tug of war, the serpent tore off flesh and feathers, leaving a large wound on the eagle's right wing. Yep. So the right wing is not going to totally get away with what they think, it is going to be tough. Eventually, the right wing of the U.S. government, represented by the Trump white hats, will be wounded. The second bite was much worse than the first, and for an instant, the eagle was stunned. Then a serpent much larger than the previous two, made up of many colors, slithered towards the eagle, opened its jaws, and lunged, taking the whole of the eagle's head in its mouth before biting down. I think this is the final One World Order beast of Revelation 13, represented by Alexander the Great, thought by some, and it is possible that the Lord has shown us this too, to be Obama. I'm going to say that they believe that they killed Obama. The military does, but I believe it probably was a clone that they killed. So anyway, the serpents retreated, and the man who had been standing beside me walked to the eagle, knelt down, and picked it up and held it in his cupped hands. The look of grief on his face was beyond any I have seen in my life. Just seeing the look on the man's face broke your heart. Well, I want to say that I do believe that the work of Cyrus is to conquer Babylon. And I can tell you right now, it's pretty well done. Not the guerrilla warfare that they're going to continue to do, but Babylon as a political entity, I believe, is just about over. We shall see. The man continued to look down at the eagle, and with a pained voice said, "The true tragedy is that at any moment it could have sought the safety of the above. It could have soared towards the heavens and would have found its protection." Well, you know, the sad thing about it is there are so many Christians involved in this thing and a whole lot of other people that are just moralizers but don't know God at all. And they're not doing anything to turn this country towards God. It's all political. And it's all patriotic. And that is so dangerous, because God will not share his glory with another. And so the complete and perfect victory that they think they're going to have, I don't believe will happen. I do believe they're going to set up a new economy. And I do believe it'll profit the church in the short run. But I also believe it's all headed towards civil war. Okay, 2 Chronicles 7:14. "If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Does it look like it's going to happen? Well, no. This has been revealed to you that you may know, the man said. The first bite has been, the second is yet to come, and the third will be its destruction. Well, this dream was in 2004, and since then the Nazis have taken over the left wing, and you don't bring in a bunch of totally demon-possessed Satanists into your government unless you want it to get infected. And it was. And we are about to witness the second bite of the anarchist Civil War snake. We just passed the 248th anniversary of the shot heard round the world on April the 20th that began the Revolutionary War. So what did we in that time enter into? A repeat of history, a Revolutionary War. I watched for a long time as the man held the eagle in the palms of his hands, and the pained expression never leaving his features. I was too stunned to speak or ask any questions. What I had seen, having seen, so seemed so real. And then, of course, I woke up. Well, it's a sad thing. But there must be a death in order for resurrections to come, right? This next one we're going to call Worldwide Rebellion Released, Claire Pienaar, 3/26/23. I dreamed I was sitting in a white lounge. The white lounge represents purity and resting in our continual Sabbath rest. I was sitting with my dad's twin sister. The dad's twin sister represents those who have the same nature and character of the father, right? My mother-in-law, underline in-law here, my mother-in-law and her children used to stay in this house, but they were no longer living there, although some of their belongings were still there. Well, the legalistic apostates and their children will be separated from the true house of God that require sanctification and rest from our works. Galatians 5 and 4 says, You are severed from Christ, ye who would be justified by the law. You are fallen away from grace. Now let me say, as I have proven here in this program before, law and the law are two different things. There are many people under law, under law to men. And there's, of course, those who are under law to the old covenant. It's an old covenant because it passed away as a covenant. There's still a lot of morality there that's true, but it still passed away as a covenant and as a law. And it says if you seek to be justified by the law, you are fallen away from grace here. Galatians 5 and 4. I saw the DVD case of a rock band's concert tour that my older brother-in-law, there's that in-law again, had gone to with his young son. The DVD case was red and black. Okay. And it said Rebellion World Tour on it. Rebellion World Tour. Tour. So red and black are the colors of anarchy, which is rebellion against the established authority. The deep state plans to disrupt the D-class on TVs of all their criminal activity with anarchy during the 10 days of darkness. And that's when they say they're going to overshoot all of the media with the emergency broadcast, and they're going to publish abroad what they call the D-class for days. They're going to do this. And they're going to have martial law, so people are at home and watching this, right? That's the plan. My aunt turned on the DVD player, and as it came on the TV, I felt a hot wave emanate from the TV all over the world, and I knew a spirit of rebellion had been unleashed. Well, yes, witchcraft and rebellion have been released across the world in pockets, and it will increase and become even worse as we head into the seven-year tribulation. And as I've said, this D-class that's going to be going forth in the, what they call the 10 days of darkness, which is them blacking out what you would normally see on TV with the EBS, and so and what you would normally get on your phone, it'll black that out too, and they would give you messages over your phone. Of course, emergency things would still be functional. So the Lord has told us that he will use the deep state war to bring down apostates and factious people. And I have no doubt that they're planning, well, I understand that they have already released plagues. They were in the vaccine waiting to be released by the 5G towers. Okay, they're already in there. So it'll be an easy thing for them to do. 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 9 says, "But know this, that in the last days grievous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, haughty, railers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, implacable, slanderers, without self-control, fierce, no lovers of good, traitors, headstrong, puffed up, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding a form of godliness, but having denied the power thereof." In other words, they don't believe that salvation in itself destroys evil and sin. They believe you just live that way and you're forgiven, which is, of course, baloney. "From these also turn away, for of these are they that creep into houses and take captive silly women laden with sins, led away by divers lusts, and ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And even as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also withstand the truth. Men corrupted in mind, reprobate concerning the faith, but they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be evident unto all men, as theirs also came to be." The men were hard rock or death metal people with long hair, and some were dressed up as wizards. Others were only dressed in black and gray. As they started singing, I saw them speak out curses. Well, could this represent the mainstream media witches with their mass propaganda campaigns to hypnotize and brainwash the masses? And also, the witches have all aligned with the left wing and send forth curses against the right wing and its leaders. And I got to tell you, I'm seeing that the right wing is in a fog concerning this. They don't understand how, they know how to fight a physical war and do physical things and follow their AI computer to do this war, but they don't understand that the spiritual realm overrules the physical realm, including computers. So they really, the only way they've got to fight this war is through Christ, and they're not doing that. So this supernatural left wing witches movement and Satanist movement is tougher than they know. And we know there's only one way to fight with that, And it's with the principalities and powers and the rulers of this darkness. Okay, this is Marie Kelton's revelation, Slaying the Dragon, 2:17-23. I had a dream of being in a stairwell, and I was at the top of the stairs, and at the bottom was a huge black dragon that was blocking me from leaving. His eyes were yellow with black pupils, and the dragon, which is Satan in the Bible, Revelation 12, was staring at me menacingly. I became afraid and was going to run into a room that was next to the stairs to my left. But then I heard a voice say, "He is a defeated foe." Something that we know. But you have to proclaim it by faith, right? And men's works will not defeat him, but God's people can. They are the ones at war with him in Revelation 12, and he's cast down to the earth. I then had the courage to run down the stairs with my sword, and I slew the dragon, which was easier than I thought, because all I did was cut off his tail. Well, I believe this is representing, and she said, too, that this represents false prophets of the mainstream media and apostates. Isaiah 9:15, the elder and the honorable man, he is the head, and the prophet that teacheth lies, he is the tail. Yes, they are a part of the dragon. And if you take away the mainstream media, well, I don't think you're going to see much of a problem bringing down Babylon, because people are going to start hearing the truth. They're about to bring down their satellites and prosecute them. That's what I've heard. The alliance will own the media for a short time. And a world civil war will be raised up. Because when this happens and they begin revealing their sins, that you can bet they're going to come out of every place. And the deep state is a huge group of people. It's evident that though the deep state will lose, it will greatly damage the alliance and will make way for that Grecian Antichrist empire to fill the void. And everything will change. And we've seen some evidence that Obama's clone was killed and he escapes to fulfill the type of Alexander the Great in the next beast kingdom represented by Greece. Okay? And that's the end time Antichrist kingdom, right? Marie went on to say, "I was celebrating joyfully as I was going down the second flight of stairs, leaving the place I was in. And then I saw a white cloth or a shirt with streaks of blood on it, and then I woke up." Yep, there will be even some martyrs going through all this time. And but the Lord is going to spare his people, especially his bride, which we've seen in many ways and many revelations through all of this time. This is given to Debbie Finsky, The Violent Take It by Force, October of 2022. I remember on our Zoom meeting concerning someone's scripture, David said, "We have to be violent in our warfare against the enemy." Yes, and this is in the spiritual realm, not the flesh, right? This reminded me of 1 Samuel 15, where Samuel rebuked Saul for disobeying God for not killing Agag, the king of the Amalekites, but brought him back with some sheep that he also was commanded to kill. So after all that took place between them, Saul went back with Samuel to worship the Lord. Then Samuel had Agag brought to him, and Samuel cut him into pieces. So even before this dream began, I knew in my subconscious that I was going to be shown something. I dreamed I saw myself wearing a red jacket, standing way up high in the sky on a very large white platform of hard rock. Well, the red jacket, I believe, represents being covered by the sacrificial blood of Jesus and being up in heavenly places in Him and being founded on the rock, which is the Bible, the Word of God, and represents Jesus Christ. She said, I saw some of the white base that was supporting the platform extending down, and all around me was the dark, bluish black night, sky filled with so many stars. And when I looked way down, all I could see were tiny lights far and wide. Then I turned and I saw a man near the front of this platform. He was wearing a blue suit jacket. This man was violently hacking at something or someone. He would not stop, and his jacket was flapping hard against his body as he kept on doing this. And as I was looking at this man, his build reminded me of President Trump's. Well, President Trump is known for his violent warfare against the enemies of the people. And what we have seen is that what President Trump is in the natural world, the man-child is in the spiritual world. We have been shown a parallel, okay? Then I noticed that he was wearing a red tie. Yep, that sounds like him. That was loose and flying in the air as he kept doing this violent hacking. And then I woke up. And she said, I believe God was showing me how we should always be ready to do this violent warfare. Look, if we don't do it, it won't get done. As I say, they know nothing about the spirit realm. They only know the physical realm. They couldn't win this battle. And so many Christians don't know about the spiritual realm either. And they don't know anything about spiritual warfare. So it's left to a few, literally a few, to do this. And that's the only reason this thing has lasted as long as it has, or that they have had the success against the deep state that they've had, is the few. So this dream is showing us how we have that authority. We must keep our feet standing on the solid rock of Christ and the Word, knowing that we are made righteous through our faith in the blood of Jesus, who is our righteousness. And if we are keeping our mind in heavenly places and not forgetting, as we look at the world around us, we have the authority to violently come against all the spiritual wickedness in high places and over Satan, the prince of darkness himself. It must be a second nature to be ready to go immediately into spiritual warfare and not to be complacent about it, but forceful and violent, knowing that the weapons of spiritual warfare are ours. They are powerful and mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And this revelation was given to Tiana Fire, 4:19-23, our authority in His name. I was in the half-awake, half-asleep state, and I saw and experienced how everything in this world and all unclean spirits were literally under me, or Jesus in me, and we are high above it all spiritually. Nothing can compare to pure, holy name of Jesus. Luke 10:17 says, now the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject unto us in thy name. Amen. I saw clearer than ever that I am a child of the Creator of everything, and Jesus is living in me completely, and that how Jesus in me has all power and authority over everything. 1 John 4 and 4, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is the one in you than the one in the world. So I saw this all so clear, in full, 100%, without any doubt, unbelief, or hindrance. I saw it more true and real than anything I've ever experienced. Although I believe all of this is true and speak and confess the word, I don't always manifest it yet. This is the only time I have felt or experienced it fully. But in this experience, I was fully manifesting it, and it was so awesome and so real beyond any words to properly describe it. I saw that absolutely nothing evil can touch me, and with one word or with just a thought, the sick were healed, the devils fled, and they knew it's Christ in me. And when in this state, I knew that the spirits and creation knew that it was Jesus in me, in all of his power and authority, and they knew there was nothing that they could do. So awesome power is in the name of Jesus. Amen. Be in that name. And when awake, I normally battle doubt and not knowing my identity in Christ, and this hinders his power flowing through me. The devil knows this and is always trying to get us to doubt. But in this experience, there was no doubt. It was like I could see through all the lies, deception, and carnality, and I could see all truth. Everything felt so real, and it was more awesome than any words can say. The unclean spirits I saw just looked at me, and they knew it was Jesus, so they didn't even bother doing anything. With just a thought, they were stopped, and they couldn't do anything without Jesus giving them the green light. It felt like it was the Word, and Jesus fully manifested in me. There was no flesh left, nothing blocking Jesus from manifesting. So this vision or experience represents a glimpse of a time when we will have overcome through Jesus the man-child in us. Okay. It was disappointing when I fully woke up and the experience faded away, but I believe for God's grace for all of us and for him to manifest himself fully through us all. And I pray for us to all be completely dead to everything unholy and everything that hinders us spiritually. Well, amen. Amen. Thank you, Father, for this revelation. Thank you that we have been given this authority and soon will be in that kind of a battle. And we praise and we give thanks unto you, Lord. We know that you have ordained these consecutive kingdoms coming to power. And we know that all of this is going to return the fear of the Lord to those you love. And that they will learn to live in the wilderness and to do the works of the kingdom. Amen. Well, all right, saints, God bless you and keep you. All right, good night.